This week in West Virginia history. On August 1st, 1918, industrialist Ernest Weir renamed his company Weirton Steel. He'd founded the company with J.A. Phillips in Clarksburg in 1905 as Phillips Sheet and Tin Plate. After Phillips' death, Weir moved his company from Clarksburg to a southern Hancock County farm that would become the city of Weirton. As part of the massive national steel conglomeration, Weirton Steel became our state's largest employer and taxpayer and the world's largest tin plate producer. The city's population exploded from virtually nothing to 8,000 in 1920 and 18,000 in 1940. During World War II, the company produced howitzer shells and other munitions and contributed to the atom bomb project. The company continued to grow after the war, but suffered from foreign competition in the late 20th century. In 1984, Weirton Steelworkers purchased the plant in an innovative employee ownership plan, or ESOP. The rest of the 80s were profitable, but business fell off dramatically in the 90s. In 2003, Weirton Steel entered into bankruptcy. Since that time, the company has been sold twice and is now owned by Middle Steel, which has downsized the operations. For more information on Weirton Steel, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.